You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I am working on the pieces for the new series. As we all know, Chronic Blast came up with a grand idea that I'm going to go with. Fafo Fridays. Oh, yes, gentlemen. Oh, yes. The series dedicated to women who decide they're going to fuck around with men, push their boundaries, and find out just how savage men truly can be when they break those chains of restraint. You see, Tekashi 6ix9ine was a perfect example of Fafo. He kept running off at the mouth to a lot of people, and then he got caught slipping, and they decided to put the boots to him. Hey, it is what it is. Now, speaking of Fafo, Jay White sent me a very interesting article that was published on the 22nd of March. But wait, gentlemen, wait. I'm going to give you a piece of another article. So this is going to be a twofer. Now, the first article, like I said, was published on the 22nd of March. Uganda will criminalize identifying as ABCXYZ in one of the world's most restrictive laws. Well. This, gentleman, is a massive, two massive L's for the ABCXYZ community. And I'm going to go into my opinion as to why. Uganda has had laws on the books criminalizing same-sex acts for more than a century. Yesterday, March 21st, the East African nation took it to a step further as lawmakers voted to ban identifying as ABCXYZ, deeming it a promotion of gay identity. Oh, you know, the armchair activists on social media are losing their minds. Funny, isn't it? Last week, Uganda was a fart in the wind. However, now, oh yeah, everybody's got something to say. As usual, the Ugandan parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the Anti-Homosexuality Act, with only 2 out of nearly 400 representatives standing up against it. That right there is also a massive thought process on how the world truly is. You got 2 out of 400. Let's take that to a larger scale. What is the actual percentage of people that identify as ABCXYZ? It is a small percent, yet it holds the rest of people hostage. Why? Cancel culture. Oh, we're going to shame you if you don't accept my way of life. And yeah, looks like Uganda, among other countries, have finally said enough is enough. We don't want this here. And guess what? Our country, our rules. Don't like it? Leave. But I find that very ironic, going back to the online, you know, the Twitter activists. The same thing when you think about what happened over in Afghanistan, right? When America fled like rats off a sinking ship and the Taliban retook the country. What happened to all the feminists over there? That's right. They got on the first thing smoking out of that country. They went into hiding. Why? Because they knew the Taliban was not going to play around with them. Mm-hmm. Did one feminist from any Western country board a plane to go over to Afghanistan? No. Same thing with the armchair activists on Twitter. Not a single one of them is going to get on a plane and go to Uganda and protest. Why? Because ultimately they know what will happen. Just like what happened with the Taliban. Yeah, they were smacking holes with pipes over there. They go to Uganda, they might end up somewhere in the desert or somewhere in a forest, pretty much deleted in a ditch. They know. They can only be activists online. All right, now that I'm done with that rant, quote unquote, congratulations, Speaker Anita Among said during the proceedings per NPR, quote unquote, whatever we are doing it for the people of Uganda. Quote unquote, our creator, God, is happy about what is happening. Lawmaker David Bahati added, according to Reuters. Quote unquote, I support the bill to protect the future of our children. That right there, that single solitary statement is where I'm going to focus. When you think about what's happening over here, you have drag queen shows targeting children. And yet, like I said before, the overwhelming majority of people, they don't want this. But it's all about cancel culture, right? We will do something to you to try to get you fired if you don't go along with the agenda. So, what are they going to do? Cancel an entire country? It's not like Uganda had any real relations with America or the West in general anyway. But I'm just going to leave it at that. More and more people really don't like what's going on over here in America. But hey, we all know why things are the way they are. Uganda, like most former British colonies, has outlawed same-sex intercourse since its occupation. But the new law goes much further than the previously established restrictions and is among some of the most oppressive pieces of anti-ABCXYZ legislation on the planet. Let me reiterate this. Their country, their laws. Basically, what they've said is, we no longer want this agenda. We see what's happened in America. We don't want that for us. Anyone who identifies as gay or queer will be subject to up to 20 years behind bars, which will likely include any people or advocacy groups seen as promoting these identities. Well. So it looks like they're going to take the allies down too. Homosexual relations remain a prime punishable offense with up to life in prison, though some instances of the broadly defined quote-unquote aggressive or aggravated, homosexuality can warrant the death penalty. Hey, once again, their country, their rules. You don't like it? Don't go to their country. Don't go to Uganda if you don't like it. Sadly, Uganda isn't alone on the continent. Homosexuality is criminalized in more than 30 of Africa's 54 countries. So more than half of Africa is not down with the agenda. It's also not the first time in recent years that the government has passed anti-gay legislation. In 2014, a similar law was put into place, though it was eventually struck down by the courts on procedural grounds following outrage in the country and from international donors. Human Rights Watch called the new legislation, quote unquote, a more egregious version of that act. Once again, people need to stay out of other people's homes. Uganda has decided this for itself. Who the fuck is anybody else to say what that country can't do with its citizens? Oh, yep, I forgot. One of the chief exports of the West has been feminism and now deviancy, along with all the other agendas that it had in its pocket that it wanted to spread to destabilize other countries. However, Uganda has been bold enough to say out loud, we don't want this here. And those who decide they want to go down this path, oh, they're going to find out that we're very serious about this. After yesterday's decision, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken decreed the bill, saying, quote unquote, or decried the bill, excuse me, saying, quote unquote, it would undermine fundamental human rights of all Ugandans. No. See what you're trying to do there. No. It's undermining the human rights of those willing to play the game of the West, who are willing to follow the mindset of the West. No. Not everybody's down for that. He added in his tweet, seen below, quote unquote, we urge that the Ugandan government to strongly reconsider the implementation of this legislation. See, there is the big middle finger to the rainbow agenda that America and the West in general is trying to push to every other country. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volk Turk, blasted the vote as, quote unquote, a deeply troubling development. Once again, if you don't like the law, don't go to the country. Quote unquote, if signed into law by the president, it will render lesbian, gay, and bisexual people in Uganda criminals for simply existing, for being who they are, he said. It could provide carte blanche for the systemic violation of nearly all of their human rights and serve to incite people against each other. The solution, once again, is very simple. If they want to be that way, then they can exit the country. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has previously spoken in support of the new Anti-Homosexuality Act and is expected to sign it into law. Oh, that right there is the first of two gut punches to the rainbow community. However, I'm going to briefly go into the second article that was published on the 23rd of March. Track bans transgender athletes. Titans rules for Semenya. Well, here we go. Track and field banned transgender athletes from international competition Thursday, while adopting new regulations that would keep Caster, Semenya, and other athletes with differences in sex development from competing. In a pair of decisions expected to stoke outrage, the World Athletics Council adopted the same rules as swimming did just last year in deciding to bar athletes who have transitioned from male to female and have gone through male puberty. No such athletes currently compete at the highest elite levels of track. Gentlemen, what does this look like? It would appear that, like I said, the world, or parts of the world, excuse me, are starting to reject the agenda. Hey, it is what it is. You got outrage on this side. You got outrage on that side. Or you got more fake outrage on the supportive side. However, this just goes to show you just how much power the West and America in particular has lost. See, this is further down the line that I'm going to speak about. Yeah, the agendas that are being pushed by the West, more countries in the future are going to openly stand up and say, we don't want this. Guess what? This small minority of people, if they don't like it, they can get the fuck out of this country. Or they can face the penalties. All of this, you know, armchair activism, that shit's not going to work anymore. Now you have people in the real world saying, oh, we're going this route. Don't like it? Don't compete. Don't like it? Leave this country. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And to you armchair revolutionaries, the power you think you have with social media will go out. Feminism and the idea that people are going to consistently be worried about being canceled, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once you get down to brass tacks, people are going to do what's in their best interest, and especially what's in their best interest for the future, which is the children. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.